Boker Tov, everyone. After yesterday's inspiration of wanting to keep Shabbos and excited about the Dinu Shah, now we get to the nitty and gritty. This is the hard stuff. Okay, it's easy to talk about it. Now we get to Bezrat Hashem Levaisel. We'll be starting Hilchos Shabbos. We're skipping the first number of Simanim of Chelek Gimel. We're going to be starting with Simin Reish Samech, page 62, over here in our Shulchan Aruch. We get to Dinei Achdasa Shabbos, and that's the din. We're going to get to all the dinim of Kavuth and Oneg Shabbos. The Gemara and Daf Kafayam and Peis and Meseches Shabbos describes how the different Amoraim prepared for Shabbos. Over here in the tour in Ar Simin, he says over here, he quotes part of the Gemara over there, the Amar of Yehuda Merav, Kachaya Min Hagosho, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, the great Tana, told Eres Shabbos Min Vinlo, Arevo Mle Yamayim, Chamin Verochetz. They brought him a tub full of hot water and he was be Rochetz, Ba Panav Yodav Raglav. Okay, I have to realize showering back in the day was not like we have it today. Okay, umitatif besadina mutsuyanim, umidoma lamalach Hashem tzvakos, and he would get dressed for Shabbos, and he would appear as if he was like a melech Hashem tzvakos. Okay, that's how Rabbi Elayim prepared for Shabbos, and we learn from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, and over there it brings a pasuk, an eichel also, that we're so much on, to teach us that there's a mitzvah, to prepare for Shabbos in the midst to get our bodies ready for Shabbos and to be prepared. So says the Mechaber over here in our Sim, mitzvah lirchotz, it is a mitzvah to bathe. Okay, the Ramah adds it over here, kol gufo, because we say lav dafka, pun of yod of miraklov, it means to wash your whole body. If you can't do your whole body, at least pun of yod of miraklov, b'chami beru Shabbos. Okay, he's not disagreeing with the Mechaber over here. He's explaining what the sheet of the Mechaber over the Mechaber would agree over here, that it's a mitzvah to do, try and do your whole vat. Now, as I said before, it's found in the Gemara, a pasuk named Echa. We don't know, it's not mamash over the mitzvah mina Torah, but as the Shemir Shabbos, Kehilchosa comes and brings down from the Ran, okay, in Perek Membeis, the Shemir Shabbos says, it's a mitzvah lishmol adibri chachamim, and the chachamim say, this is how one has to prepare for Shabbos, and therefore it's a mitzvah to listen to them. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot Na'alv over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, mitzvah mina kavod haShabbos, is part of kavod haShabbos to prepare your body for Shabbos. Umikol makom, ein zechova gemura, it's not mamish achov. The mekayim of mekabalov schar, someone is mekayim it, he's gonna get schar for it. V'she'ein of mekayim, ein nanish alav, but someone who is not mekayim it, he is not non-manish alav. But as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin saw at the bottom of the page, he saw like, alright, near Maslow, ain't no? Nowadays, not to Mekayim, unless you're a doctor who is working mamash right close to Shabbos, you get home a couple minutes before Shabbos, so you didn't have time to do this. Mostly everyone who is not Mekayim this din is doing it to Shabbos, and he's doing it because he doesn't really care about Shabbos. Unless it's something, oh, something bonus, you gotta go to the hospital, something happened there, Shabbos sometimes it might happen once in a while. But says Rav Nevin, like, Mevat l'bishat nefesh near the nanash. Because you're meant to be zayin to the words of Hashem over here when one is not going to be kind, then someone doesn't shower for Shabbos, doesn't prepare his body for Shabbos, he could get punished over here. Says back in the Mishnah over here, Umaod yesh nizar shlo yubal yidei mitzvah zarechitza v'chashash chilul Shabbos. We have to be very careful not to come to chilul Shabbos by showering before Shabbos. Says the Chavetz Chaim, many people are nichshol in this, in the winter days, where it's early, very early Shabbos. They would sit and bathe themselves until right before Chashecha. Even if they finish and they get out of the shower on time, sometimes they comb their hair, they brush their hair, after it's already Shabbos. She malacha del reisa b'Shabbos, it could be a malacha del reisa on Shabbos for one to brush his hair. So you have to be very careful. You can be over the sort of schita. Okay, there's other issur. You have to make sure that you shower on time, you get out, you get dressed, and you prepare yourself for Shabbos and not to come to chas v'shalom chilul Shabbos. Now. Okay, now, so, Lefi the Zohar, there, as we all know, not shayach for today during the COVID time, but the Zohar says there's an need to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, because it's Tosefes Kedusha. That's why the Hasidim especially are very, very makpidei. Many of them go to the mikvah every single day, but to make sure to go to the mikvah, Erev Shabbos is the beginning to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos for Tosefes Kedusha. Okay? Many are not so makpidei, and it's not a chiyuv b'chlal, but it does bring Tosefes Kedusha in the time where it is safe to go to the mikvahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, we said over here, Panav Yad Rav, Bechamim Be'er Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah Sikar Nei. V'hu Adin, because of Erev Yantav, the same thing applies on Erev Yantav, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantav is the same over here. And then as the Rosh Hashiva asks, Abel B'yom, hey, lo havi yikar the Shabbos. If you do it on Thursday, it's not really appropriate, that's not really preparing for Shabbos. Elim Kei, Yashali, L'chotz Erev Shabbos. If he knows he's going to be bonus, he knows he's working as a doctor until an hour before Shabbos. Now you're not a doctor. Some businessmen only get home a little bit before Shabbos if he knows that it could be. He might get stuck in traffic. He's not going to have time to do it on Friday. So either do it Friday morning, or if he can't do it Friday morning, then do it on Thursday over there, where it's going to be Eoshar to do it on Friday. Then you become a kind of din on Thursday. He says the same thing. We stop there. The same thing by shaving and getting a haircut for Shabbos or Yontif. Okay, generally, if you can do it on Friday, that's the best. But if you're not going to have time on Friday, or you're afraid the barbershop's going to be, Mifutzah's going to be packed on Friday, so you can't do it on Friday, so you do it on Thursday, as long as you're thinking that you're doing it the Kavod Shabbos, the Kavod Yom Tov, that's going to be totally fine. Okay? Fine. Now, goes on to the Mechaber over here. Umitzah lachof harosh, not only your body, but also you should wash your hair. Ula galeach hatzipor naim be'er Shabbos, and you should cut your nails on Erev Shabbos. Okay? And as the Ramah, Vim hayu sa'aros rosh ha'gedolos, and if your hair is long, mitzvah l'golchan, you should get a haircut on Erev Shabbos. Okay? Fine. So we see over here, once again, he adds in a couple of days, number one, don't only do to wash your body, you should wash your hair. He adds in also over here, you should cut your fingernails, and if you need a haircut, get a haircut on Erev Shabbos. It does not mean, like some say, it's usher to get a haircut on Sunday. Some people say it's usher to get a haircut on Sunday. Look, we see over here, do it on Erev Shabbos. You don't have to do it on Erev Shabbos. It's part of Kavod Shabbos. If you can do it on Erev Shabbos, even the better. It's part of Kavod Shabbos. It's not usher to get a haircut at another time during the week. Okay? And then adds in the Ramah. And we'll get to some halacha l'maaseh here. Because you know, don't see part of when one cuts his fingernails. Lo yitolo tan kisidra. You should not do it in the exact order of your fingernails. You don't go in order. Rather, v'yatchol b'smol. You start with your left hand. B'kemitza. Okay, what's the kemitza? The kemitza is the fourth finger. You start with the fourth finger. U'b'yamin b'etzba. In the right hand, you start with your etzba. V'simen l'zeh. He tells you what's the order. On the left hand is d'bahaga, meaning your fourth finger, then your second finger, then your fifth finger, your pinky, then your middle finger, and then the first finger, meaning the thumb, bismolo. U'bidaga, b'yamin, it goes by the opposite of the yamin, it goes, okay, your pointer, then the fourth finger, then your thumb, then the middle finger, and then your pinky. That's the order, right? You have it over here in the Ramah. What's exactly the order? You'll see it makes sense. It's like the opposite. What would make sense? Once you get the opposite, okay, you get to what you're supposed to. That's what the Ramah writes over here. Okay? That's the order of one is supposed to cut his fingernails. This is from the Abu Jaham. It's based on more lofty ideas. It's not nothing pshat. There's no real reason to do this, as we'll soon see. But there are reasons to do this. We'll come back to that in 1 second. Now, Sivkotan Zavav in the Mishnah Berurah over here. This is going on. We said over here, Lugalia Chatzab Bernayim Be'er Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubi Yom Hei Makpin and Shalom Liplan. You should be makpin not to cut your fingernails on Thursday, not only because it's not less covered Shabbos, because your fingernails start to grow again on the third day, and therefore they're going to start to grow on Shabbos already. So you're going to miss the whole point. Being Kate, he's a tikkun kvod Shabbos. It's not going to be tikkun kvod Shabbos if it's going to start to come out again on Shabbos. Okay? Then it says like this. There are those who say that you're not supposed to cut your fingernails and your toenails on the same day. V'ein lakotz elu be'er Shabbos, o be'er Yontov. So what are you going to do? If you can't do both days, and you're both supposed to do it on Erev Shabbos, you can't do both on Erev Shabbos to be kind of sin, if you have, can't do it on the same day. So it says over here, v'anochum, sh'yokotz min agrayim b'yom hey, and we end up, the best thing you do is cut your toenails on Thursday, and then cut your fingernails on Friday. So it sounds like over here, more important is this did, not to cut your toenails and fingernails on the same day, and then to do a dafka on Erev Shabbos, and therefore we do it on Thursday one, and Friday the other. And then it brings down the famous Gemara in Nida. It says, Isa be Gemara, I believe this is very, very, we'll get to this point in a second, very Lamaisa for Ayom today. Yes. Isa be Gemara. Hasorev Siparnaim Chasid, if you take your fingernails and you burn them, then you're a Chasid. Kovran, if you bury them, you're a Tzaddik. And Zorkan, you're a Russia. If you throw on the floor, it's Russia. Why? Shemetavor lev Isha will bear the tackle. We say it's some type of sakana for a woman who is pregnant to step on fingernails or toenails that were cut. And therefore, we do not throw them. We just don't throw them. It doesn't mean throw them in the garbage. Throw them in the garbage, says the Shemir Shabbos, or flushing down the toilet. That's like kovron. That's like burying them. That's going to be totally fine. That is totally fine to throw them in the garbage. Generally, you don't burn them now. You don't like making fires. Hey, just throw, flush them down the toilet. Or put them in the garbage, and you have a kindness din of being a tzad. Now, I just want to point out over here, for those, for the anti-maskers and all the other people, what do you see over here, the definition of someone who's a tzaddik or a chassid versus someone who's a rasha? Someone who does not care about other being mazik other people. Someone who does not care about being mazik other people over here. How many times, and I don't know how many times that we have recorded in Chazal, how many women are actually mapil their ubar from fingernails or toenails? I don't know, maybe one, maybe many. I don't know, but we see over here, if you're not careful with your fingernails and toenails, you're a rasha. Because you don't care about other people. That is the definition of a Russian. Someone who cares about other people and not to mazik other people, that makes someone a tzaddik. I just told the story today. I think it's an unbelievable. This is little things by Moreno Rav Nevinzel. Moreno Rav Nevinzel told me yesterday he wants the mevatel, the minion. Okay, the minion in the morning. I said, why do you want the Rav Nevinzel the minion? And he said he don't have to mevatel the minion because he's afraid it's going to get cold outside soon, and he's afraid when the bachim are going to catch a cold. And he doesn't want to take a chrys or a kabachim to catch a cold. That's what Moreno Rav Nevinzel thinks about. Not whether he's going to have a minion or not going to have a minion. That's what he's worried about, that a bachar yeshiva is going to be a catch a cold. It's going to be on his cheshbon because it was for his minion. Okay? So that's what we care, when you care about another person, that's the definition of a tzaddik. That's the definition of a tzaddik or a rasha. You see it directly over here in the Gemara. So those people who are so certain that masks will not ever help, for the 1% chance, let's say the doctors would say that it was, so wear a mask. You wear a mask and you're showing that you care about other people, even though you're not b'sikun, other people are b'sikun, and therefore, that's the definition over here of what we see as the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. Okay, so that's what you're supposed to do. You throw it in the garbage, or you flush it down the toilet, just sit in the makpid, make sure if it does not. Let's say a lot of time you're cutting and it flies and you don't know where it went. Or something like that. So that the Mishnah Berurah talks about also. The Mishnah Berurah says over here. Number one, V'lachem yubeis medrash lo shchichi nashi, o v'beis amirch l'zni rak l'archatzos nashin l'chun, mutter lisok. So it could be, he says over here in a beis medrash, or in a beis merchatz, it's just for men, you're allowed to throw them because there's no pregnant woman over there, assuming that they don't bring in a cleaning lady later at night when the people are not around. So it could be that based on this, in a boy's dormitory, you don't have to be so makbid on this din. Because over here you don't have, Bezrat Hashem, you don't have women who are pregnant coming into the dormitories. Gam eat the shambi gemara. The aim bekochel lahazik rak beduchdu in the field. It only is gonna play only the place where it falls. That's where it can be a sakon. Okay, I will eat kanish lu batarach. But if you move them afterwards, you bring them in afterwards. Vishani lu abray, you throw them away. Leislan ba. Meaning, even if once you've moved them from their original place, they don't have the koach to be mazik anymore. Okay, because of appreciation, consideration of mikan. From over here, if you cut in the house, the place where women do, and some of them fall on the floor, what do? You take a broom and you sweep up that area. Therefore, you move them from their place. Maybe that it only works if you get it out of the room. That only is still considered the same place, if it's still in the same room. You should try and sweep it out of the room. That would be what happens if you're in a place where there can't be pregnant women and you dropped one of your, some of the fingernails. Okay, a couple more important things over here. Mr. Brusi, Katan Zion, he talks about, in terms of shaving or getting haircuts, he says, obviously, you cannot use a razor. Using a razor, isn't this the raisa? But therefore, you use either a kosher shaver or something else to take off in order that you don't look bad. And then he brings down over here, so those who do not shave, get haircuts, or cut their fingernails on Rosh Chodesh. Even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, okay, there's something called, a lot of things we covered today, there's something that we call the Tzaval Rav Yehuda Chassid. Rav Yehuda Chassid left his will. And in his will, in his Tzaval, he wrote that one of the things, he wrote many things, one of the things he wrote is not to get haircuts and cut your fingernails and shave on Erev Shabbos. On Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls on an Erev Shabbos. Okay? However, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel, sounds like the Mishnah Berurah saying that one should be ma'akbid on this. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel brings down over here, Dimasel Tzivav Yeshomrim, De'ein Tzavas Rav Yehuda Chassid Elul Izaro. Some say that this whole Tzavah was only for his descendants, as for his children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Those people have to follow the Tzavah Rav Yehuda Chassid. Okay, but other people don't do. Oh, the Lahaita El Anashi Musuyamim, where some say it was only for specific people, it's not meant for the Klal Yisrael. And that's generally how Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel passes. He says, if falls equal, better not to do it on Rosh Chodesh. You could get an appointment on Rosh Chodesh or Motzi Rosh Chodesh, again on the next day of Rosh Chodesh. But if it's going to come at the expense of Kavod Shabbos or Kavod Yontif and things like this, then perhaps better not to follow the Rav Yehuda, the Tzavah Rav Yehuda Chassid. You can go ahead and get a haircut. Okay? So it's not saying that everyone follows, and therefore if you're not makban on it, there's room to be makbel, not to be makban. On this din of the Ramah that says you have to do the fourth finger, then the second finger, then the fifth finger, da 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 da, if you go out of order and a specific order, not everyone holds like this. Look inside, Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Ches, says, V'tashpeitz kotov sh'mara motik v'kvaza. The Mara was not so makbar on this. V'chein kotva aria, even the Ariza, the master of Kabbalah, where many of the things alpi, nister, come from, the Ariza was not makbar on this din. Mikol Makom, says the Mishnah Mishnah Berurah, from the Magen Avraham Yesh Lizar Lechatchila, Roma wrote it, and therefore one should be makbar on this Lechatchila. So some not so makbar, you have what to rely on. The Mishnah Berurah does say that one should try and be makbar on it. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mekol Legamre. And one other cool is, even if you are makbar on it, says the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, that you only have to be makbar on your fingernails, but your toenails, you don't have to be makbar on going out of this order. That's brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Okay, so that is where we are. And today, everyone have a great day. Ad kan for today.